Listen to part of a lecture in a psychology class.
One of the more interesting and, I must say, to date, not well understood, not even well researched, you'll understand why as I describe the phenomenon, but it's fascinating because most of us have had the experience, is the experience of déjà vu. It's a memory, isn't it? Or at least it seems to be. You know, hold on a minute. We've had this lecture before, haven't we? I distinctly remember Mark sitting there in the front row, that red sweater, and, I'm really sorry, guys. I didn't realize till just now that we've done this already. Give me a moment to regroup and we'll move on to the next topic.
Dr. Watson, excuse me.
Yes, Mark?
Well, you haven't talked about déjà vu in this course yet.
I haven't?
No, and this is the first time I've worn this sweater. I just got it yesterday.
You're right, of course! But if I truly had been experiencing a case of déjà vu, I wouldn't be so quick to agree with you. I might go along, but in my mind, I'd know somehow, that I had indeed given this very class, this very lecture before. No matter what you said, I wouldn't be able to shake that feeling. And that's déjà vu, a strong, intense sensation of familiarity with a place or situation, that you've been there before, done that before, even though logically it's not possible. The déjà vu memory is impossible. I didn't expect such an apt example. How could I remember Mark sitting in the front row with that red sweater if this is the first time he's worn it? Déjà vu, in French, literally means already seen. Studies suggest that maybe about 2/3, some even say up to 90%, but the precise number isn't so important, except to acknowledge that it's not a rare phenomenon. Anyway, some 2/3 of the population have experienced déjà vu at one time or another, and we can only define it, describe it anecdotally for the most part. By anecdotally, I mean we have to rely on reports of déjà vu experiences, because so far, we haven't found a way to make it happen, to reproduce it in a laboratory setting. That makes it difficult to study. So, what are the characteristics of déjà vu? Well, it seems to occur randomly, lasts anywhere from a few seconds to a few minutes. Often, there's also a vague feeling of premonition, some kind of sense of the future, of what's going to happen next, although it seems that the actual next step to predicting the future never quite happens. It's a real strong sensation that something happening to you right now in the present has already happened. You feel like you're remembering a previous experience of it, even though it couldn't possibly have happened to you before. Experiencing the present as something that already happened in the past, but actually it didn't, and you can't really pinpoint when it happened, not specifically, so it's an undefined past, a vague time, you're just sure you've been there before. There are a lot of theories out there trying to explain déjà vu. We used to think that the memory part of the brain functioned like a filing cabinet, full of memories, recollections, ready to pull out when needed or desired. Although sometimes a memory would get misplaced, lost. But since the 1970s, research into how the brain remembers has showed us that it's not like a filing cabinet, and in fact each memory is made up of a complex network of, signals. And those signals aren't grouped together in the brain. They're scattered all over. So maybe déjà vu can be explained as problems with these signals, something going wrong. Or maybe the brain is malfunctioning as it's trying to process information it's receiving. Or maybe the brain is confusing something similar in the present situation to a real memory and converts it somehow into déjà vu. Or finally, maybe the brain gets distracted from the present and when it comes back to focus again on the present, it feels like a memory. There's no concrete explanation as of yet. Here are a couple more tantalizing tidbits about déjà vu. It seems that children don't experience it until about the age of 8 or 9. And from this, we're thinking that it has something to do with the brain reaching a particular stage of development. And déjà vu seems to be more frequent among teenagers and 20-somethings. Oh, and there seems to be a relationship between being stressed or tired and having an experience of déjà vu.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer.